Miguel Mesoca, you may begin your call.
Welcome, everybody, to the Mexican Ministry of Finance conference call on the public finances and public debt report for the fourth quarter of 2008. This is Miguel Mesmacher, head of the Economic Planning Unit. I will first discuss the recent macro developments and the final numbers for the public finances, and then Gerardo Rodriguez, head of the credit unit, will discuss the results in terms of public debt. Let me remind our friends from the press that this call is off the record. To start very briefly with macro developments, as you know, during the fourth quarter of 2008, the deterioration in global economic and financial conditions worsened. This situation led to a slowdown of economic activity in Mexico. Therefore, we're estimating that during the fourth quarter of 2008, real GDP is estimated to have decreased at an annual rate of close to 1%. This result would imply a GDP growth for 2008 as a whole of close to 1.5%. This estimation is based on the following preliminary results. During the October-November bimonthly period of 2008, the Global Economic Activity Index, the IGAE, our GDP proxy, decreased 1.7% in real annual terms. The evolution by sector was the following. Primary activities decreased by 0.9%, industrial production decreased 3.8%, and within it, mining production decreased 4.7%, manufacturing production fell by 4%, construction decreased 3.4%, and the electricity, gas, and water sectors increased by 0.5% in annual terms. Finally, the real supply of services declined 0.9% in annual terms. In terms of the components of aggregate demand, we've observed the following results. During the fourth quarter of 2008, the real value of sales of stores affiliated to ANTAD grew 1.7% in annual terms. In October 2008, gross fixed capital investment grew 3% in annual terms. And in terms of the external accounts, during the fourth quarter of 2008, the nominal U.S. dollar value of total exports decreased by 13.7% in annual terms. Within, oil exports decreased 42.3%, while agricultural, mining, and manufacturing exports contracted by 2.8%, 2.9%, and 8% respectively. Imports of goods posted an annual decrease of 6.4%, with consumer and intermediate goods imports decreasing by 8% and 8.9% respectively. By contrast, capital imports increased 10.7%. By the end of December 2008, the number of workers registered at the IMSS was 14,062,000 people, implying an annual decrease of 37,000 formal jobs, equivalent to a reduction of 0.3%. Banking credit to households and firms posted an increase of 4.2% in real annual terms in December, a 160.7 billion peso expansion in flow terms. Within, credit for housing, firms and individuals with entrepreneurial activities grew 8.1% and 16.1% in real annual terms respectively, while consumer credit decreased 11% in real annual terms. Moving on to the results in terms of public finances, during 2008, the public balance recorded a deficit of 9.6 billion, an amount equivalent to 0.1% of GDP, which is consistent with the target of a balanced budget established for the fiscal year. The primary surplus up to December was 222.4 billion pesos, an amount 14.5% lower than the one registered in 2007. It should be noted that these results exclude the issuance of the bonds associated with the Easter reform, which was 292 billion pesos or 2.4% of GDP. The exclusion of this number is basically for you to be able to compare more readily with what was approved in Congress, and also for you to take into account that this is really a one-time issuance and it doesn't really involve the issuance of new liabilities, but rather the recognition of liabilities that were already there associated with the benefits that workers have accrued during their working lives. In terms of the public sector's budgetary revenues, they were 2,857 billion pesos, 9.3% higher in real terms than the ones registered in 2007, and $312 billion higher with respect to those programmed in the Federation's revenue law for 2008. Within, oil revenues increased 13.5% in real annual terms, while non-oil tax revenues grew by 9.8% in real annual terms. Worth noting are the real growth rates of 13% in excise taxes, 9.9% in the income tax unique rate corporate contribution tax, and 6.5% in the value-added tax. Collection of the tax on cash deposits was 17.8 billion pesos. Revenues from public entities under direct budgetary control other than PEMEX had a real increase of 6.8%. The federal government's non-tax, non-oil revenues were 10.4% lower in real terms, mainly due to significantly higher non-recurrent revenues obtained in 2007. The excess revenues were allocated according to the precepts established in the Federal Budget and Fiscal Responsibility Law. 196 billion of non-tax revenues and own revenues of public entities under direct budgetary controls were channeled to these two ministries, to the same public entities under budgetary control that had the excess revenues, and to the federal entities. Then 115 billion from other sources, mainly tax and oil revenues of the federal government, were allocated as follows: 8.2 billion for additional expenditures to cover natural disasters, 8.3 billion to cover the increase in fuel costs of CFE that could not be translated into the corresponding electric tariff, and 99.5 billion to the stabilization funds and for investment. With more detail in terms of this last 99.5 billion, 34.1 billion were allocated as follows: 4.8 billion for the FAIB, the Oil Stabilization Fund of the federal government; 3 billion for the FAIEF, the Oil Stabilization Fund of state governments; and 16.4 billion for the Oil Stabilization Fund of PEMEX, and 9.9 billion for investment by the federal entities. The rest of the resources, 64.9 billion pesos, were channeled in four equal parts to infrastructure investment programs and projects of the Federation. That's the first component. Infrastructure projects of the federal entities, that's the second component. The third is PEMEX investment programs. And then finally, to the Fund to Support Pension Restructuring, the FARP. Additional allocation is due to the fact that the oil stabilization funds reached their maximum levels at the end of 2008. Worth noting is that as of December 31st, 2008, the balances of the stabilization funds totaled 145 billion pesos. Moving on to expenditures, during 2008, the budgetary expenditures of the public sector totaled 2,865 billion pesos, 9.8% higher in real terms compared with the amount observed in 2007. Programmable expenditures were 2,200 billion pesos, which implies a 10.5% real increase with respect to 2007. Regarding public sector expenditures during 2008, the following elements are worth highlighting. Expenditures on economic development increased 16% in real annual terms. Budgetary physical investment expenditures increased at a real annual rate of 15.4%, and physical investment fostered by the public sector grew by 10.5% in real annual terms. Federal resources transferred to states and municipalities increased 13% in real terms. In particular, shared revenues increased 21.1% in real annual terms. Pension expenditures registered a real increase of 4.2% with respect to 2007. And then finally, the public sector's financing costs decreased 9.6% in real terms compared to the same period of last year. Worth noting, as probably most of you know, is that we made a methodological change in terms of how we report financial costs, and now we're treating the financial costs of entities under direct budgetary control in the same way as the federal government. If we adjusted for that methodological change, if the public sector's finances cost would have been 2.4% higher during 2008. With that, let me finish my intervention and we'll move on to the section on public debt.
Thank you, Miguel. With regards, to 2008 public debt management activities, as it was established in the annual borrowing program for last year, the strategy was aimed at promoting the development and orderly operation of the domestic financial markets, and more generally, to continue strengthening the structure of the public debt portfolio. This has become more relevant, especially considering the current economic environment of volatility in the international financial markets. More specifically, during 2008, the actions in terms of domestic debt management were aimed at improving the efficiency of local debt markets through the following. First, by improving the liquidity and efficiency of the fixed rate bonds at the different tenors. Second, by developing the market for inflation-linked instruments in order to consolidate the real interest yield curve from the short end to the long end of the curve. And third, to strengthen the domestic debt market microstructure. In terms of external debt, the debt policy was focused on maintaining a regular presence in the international capital markets, guaranteeing the adequate operation of the dollar yield curve mainly, and seeking to improve the terms and conditions overall for external debt. Among the main initiatives and the main actions carried out during 2008 in terms of debt management, the following stand out. First, we started in the domestic market with the implementation formally of the securities repurchase program with the first transaction in April of 2008. Then in March, the issuance of the 2008 debt exchange warrants comprised of a series of $1 billion to exchange external debt bonds for bonos denominated in pesos in the local markets, and a second series of $250 million to exchange, again, external debt bonds for inflation-linked bonds issued in the domestic markets. On the new issue side for the dollar market, we did in January a 30-year bond of an amount of $1.5 billion at a cost of 6.05% absolute yield, which was the lowest yield that UMS has issued bonds at that tenor. And then we finalized the year in December 18 with a new 10-year global bond, $2 billion at Treasuries plus 390 basis points. In addition to that, during the last quarter of the year, when volatility in financial markets increased due to the financial crisis abroad, the government implemented a different set of actions in order to improve the liquidity and facilitate the market to regain more normal conditions in its operations. A proactive policy was implemented alongside the central bank, in which a different series of buybacks were announced. We did adjust the issuance calendar to reduce the issuance in the long end of the curve and increase the issuance of CETES to compensate for that. And that allowed the market to that helped the market to regain again more normal conditions and reduce volatility that was prevailing then. In relation to the evolution of public debt indicators for 2008, I will comment that the net debt of the federal government stood at 16.4 percentage points of GDP, which implies an increase of 1.3 points of GDP as compared to the level registered at the end of 2007. This increase was mainly due to the net borrowing of the federal government in the order of 208 billion pesos related to the fiscal deficit of the federal government itself. In a different indicator, the share of long-term fixed-rate government securities increased from 54.2% at the end of 2007 to 57.5% at the end of 2008, and the average maturity for domestic debt increased by almost a year to close 2008 with 6.4 years. Also, at the end of the fourth quarter of 2008, the federal government net external debt stood at just above 4 percentage points of GDP. Just to finalize, I would mention that the broadest definition of public debt, which is called the historical balance of public sector borrowing requirements, stood at 32.3 percentage points of GDP. With that, we would finish the introductory remarks, and we can now proceed to the question and answer section. Thank you.
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Again, that is star 1 to ask a question. Your first question comes from Gabriel Castilla.
Oh, hi, Gerardo, Miguel. Thanks very much for this conference call. I would like to ask Gerardo two questions. Number one is about the reported balance of the oil-related revenues fund, the FAPE. The 85,000 million pesos includes the mark-to-market value of the hedging portfolio. That would be the first question. And the second question, well, Bloomberg and other information media have already released that it seems that the Foreign Exchange Commission intervened in the foreign exchange market this morning. My question should the question is, do you have any comment about it? Are you planning to release a communique? Those are the two questions. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Gabriel. Those numbers that we reported do not include the mark-to-market value of the oil hedge. As you know, the hedge was executed at $70 per barrel for the mix. So the revenue that we might have based on that hedge would be just the difference between $70 per barrel vis-a-vis the average oil price for the Mexican mix throughout the year, multiplied by 330 million barrels, which is the volume of the hedge. That is why when we announced the hedge program, we mentioned that the value back then was around $9-10 billion, which is similar right now, given that prices have remained at current levels. With regards to the rumors that have been out there in the market, I would not make any comment. All the actions by the Exchange Rate Commission, as you know, are published on a timely basis. Usually, as if you look back at, say, the different interventions outside the contingent mechanism that the Exchange Rate Commission has done, all that has been made public towards the market day. So if anything happened, it would be announced at the end of the day. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Gerardo. Appreciate it.
There are no further questions.
Can you ask me once more if anybody would have any additional questions?
Sure. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, that is star 1. There are no questions at this time.
Well, thank you very much for answering to the call. And if anybody has any additional questions, please feel free to contact us at the Investor Relations Office. Thank you. With that, we would finish the call, operator.
Okay. This concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect.